Rule 5. Separation and sequestration from the world and men of the world, with all its ways of worship and false gods, until we be apparently a people dwelling alone with God in his kingdom, not reckoned among the nations. Numbers 23:9, Lo, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. John 15:19, You are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. 2 Corinthians 6:14, Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be you separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Ephesians 5:8, For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord, walk as children of light, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. 2 Timothy 3:5, Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Hosea 4:15, Though you Israel play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not you unto Gilgal, neither go you up to Bethaven, nor swear the Lord lives. Revelation 18:4, Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. Proverbs 14:7, Go from the presence of a foolish man when you perceive not in him the lips of knowledge. Clarification 5. Separation is generally heard as an ill in the world, and yet there is a separation suitable to the mind of God. He that will not separate from the world and false worship is a separate from Christ. Now, the separation commanded here from any person or persons is not partial, owing a respect of others because of a natural affection towards them. Romans 9:1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. Nor is the separation here a type of spiritual care for the good of their souls, 1 Corinthians 7:13, and the woman which has a husband that believes not, for if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. Nor yet in respect of duties of relation, nor yet in offices of love and civil converse. 1 Corinthians 5:9, I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then you must need go out of the world. 1 Thessalonians 4:12, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. Much less, the separation here commanded from any persons is not a disregard for their good and prosperity, or a refusal to communicate good things unto them, or not seeking to live profitably and peaceably with them. 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Galatians 6:10, As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Romans 12:18. He that gives, let him do it with simplicity, he that rules with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. The Christian is to be separate in the following ways: 1. Manner of walking and conversation, Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Ephesians 4:17, This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. To pursue goodness, delightful converse, and hospitality when enmity and opposition arises, yet soon depart from such who are persistent, obstinate, and contrary. Ephesians 5:3, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger nor unclean person nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Therefore be you not partakers with them. For though you were sometimes in darkness, now are you light in the Lord, walk as children of light. 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. 1. Continue in the ways of worship and ordinances of fellowship, not running out into the same compass of excess and riot with them in anything. Revelation 18:4, and I heard another voice from heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins and that you receive not of her plagues. For these, and all such commands and revelations of the will of God, by necessity are abundantly urgent, spiritually profitable, and serve for everyone's edification. Thus any causeless separation from established churches which are walking according to the order of the gospel, though perhaps failing in the practice of some things of small concernment, is no small sin, while separation from the sinful practices, and disorderly walkings, and false unwarranted ways of worship in any, is to fulfill the precept of not partaking in other men's sins. For to delight in the company, fellowship, society, and converse with unsavory, disorderly persons, proclaims a spirit not endeared to Christ. Let the motives for separation be as follows: 1. God's command. 2. Our own preservation from sin and protection from its punishment, and that with others we be not infected and thereby plagued. 3. Christ's delight in the purity of his ordinances. 4. His distinguishing love to his saints, provided that in the practice of this rule, abundance of meekness, patience, gentleness, wisdom, and tenderness be exercised. Let no offense be given justly to any.